Recorded Books presents 26 Below, Alaska Cyber Hunters, Book 1, by Kimberly Woodhouse, narrated by Natalia Payne. Prologue. 75 degrees above zero. August 12th, 7 p.m., Fairbanks, Alaska. The warmth of the summer wouldn't last. After all, this was Alaska. Termination dust was sure to fly soon. That first dusting of snow on the mountaintops was almost always by the end of August. And when the heat faded and the snow flew, then everything would be in motion. For devastation, destruction, the end of the power of the government. And he couldn't wait. They would be that much closer to the culmination of all his efforts, years of investment. But it would be worth it. His plan was brilliant. His boss respected him now, brought him into the inner circle. They were a team, and their future plans were much bigger than just this one strike. But this would show those responsible that they were serious. He paced a trail of flower petals, back and forth. The couple getting married across the field was focused on love and happiness when they should be focused on the plan, his plan. But he could let them have their day. They were useful, for now. Genius, really. How he'd gotten all the different members on board. What they didn't know wouldn't hurt them, at least not at this moment. To think that his family thought he was crazy, needed help, wanted him on controlling medications. Wait until they heard. No one would call him that anymore. They'd see how powerful he'd become, how he'd overcome the illness, banishing it by the sheer force of his will. It was time for people to listen to what he had to say. Only one way to get a point across. Take away what people thought they needed to survive. Men and women alike crumbled at their own mortality. The time was coming. They'd do whatever he said for the simple chance to stay alive.
62 above zero, August 21st, 7:34 a.m., somewhere along the Chena River. Natalie ran through a field of magenta fireweed, just as she had when she was young. Wait, her feet stilled and she studied the sky. White clouds moved across the blue background as if the world was spinning faster and faster. She closed her eyes and opened them once more. She was young again. Glancing down at her hands, she watched them transform from wrinkled and aged back to smooth and firm. Young for now, wherever she was. Thump, thump, thump. The field changed. Fireweed and blue sky morphed into floor and walls. Her home, the one where she'd raised six children and buried Tito. The home she lost after he died. Thump, thump. With a blink, she now fought the Alaskan wind, struggled against the blinding snow. A small part of her brain recognized she was dreaming. The people at the clinic in Anchorage had warned her the disease would ravage her brain. The most frustrating part was not always recognizing what was real and what was a dream or a memory. The dreams and memories were places she begged to stay. Reality much harder to swallow. Where would her mind take her now? The wind bit through her sweater and sent a chill up her arms. Shelter. That's what she needed. Before she froze, shelter. Where had she found shelter? A glimpse of hope at the tip of her mind wouldn't materialize. What could she do? Where could she go? Cold. So cold.
Thump. Scrape. A little jolt took her breath away. She blinked several times. Where was she now?
Wait, she wasn't cold anymore. Her favorite blanket was around her, a soft pillow under her head. Blinking several times, she looked at the wood planks above her head. That's right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?